River, the 12th such storm system to batter the state in recent weeks. And no classes again today for 400,000 Los Angeles public school students. A strike goes on. From Wall Street, stocks at the higher at the moment, the Dow up 45. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? Well, a lot of people don't realize you don't have to be afraid of the future, and God understands your anxieties. And the answer to anxiety is frequently letting all your requests be made known to God and praying. And when you pray, God will give you an answer. And one of the answers God gave me was Birch Gold. I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to trust me on this. Do some research. Get some knowledge. Get some peace of mind. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, it's feeling more and more like springtime out there. Today's high temperature headed for the upper 70s, mostly sunny. Mainly clear skies tonight. The nights are moderating. Overnight low temperature down to about 52. The warm-up continues tomorrow, high around 84. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s on Friday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Then rain and thunderstorms holding off until late Friday night and in through the wee hours of Saturday morning as the next storm system moves through. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey is asking state legislators to give Alabamians a one-time tax rebate of about $400 in the upcoming regular legislative session. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says he prefers a tax cut. Ainsworth was speaking about it to the Government Affairs Committee of the Business Council of Alabama this past Tuesday. Ainsworth says he's not against a rebate, but he believes a tax cut is a better policy. Ainsworth says he's also looking into presenting legislation that would reduce the sales tax on groceries that's here in Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A jury has found a Mobile doctor guilty of murder in a car crash that occurred in 2020 and involved alcohol and high speeds. Jonathan Nakla was taken into custody after the jury verdict was issued on Tuesday afternoon. Nakla was a neurosurgeon who drove his sports car while under the influence of alcohol and with a passenger on board. That passenger was med student Samantha Thomas. The parents to Thomas spoke to WKRG News following the announced verdict.
Reliving it step by step, pretty rough.
Having to watch video of a car going 138 miles an hour, knowing that your daughter is in that car, and then when it hits that first embankment after seeing the pictures of her being decapitated, was probably the worst for our family.
I'm Andrea Tux.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Ugh. Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
To Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Abs is here. Al is here with me. We appreciate you listening. I am Scott Beeson. For some, the ladies tell me I'm in rare form, and that's what three biscuits will do for you in the morning.
Actually, I said all three of us are in rare form.
How many biscuits did you eat this morning? Did you eat breakfast?
I did eat breakfast.
Okay. Was it some frou-frou girly stuff, or
yeah,
was it real?
No.
What was so
it?
You'll be hungry and snacking.
It was a banana with PB2 on a low-carb tortilla.
Gosh. Those low-carb tortillas are delicious.
They are.
A statement that has never come out of my mouth.
This was my breakfast.
And will not.
Mixed nuts.
Let's go to someone who I hope did not eat a low-carb tortilla this morning. The Attorney General of the State of Alabama, Steve Marshall. Welcome to the program, Steve. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, and no, there was no low-carb tortilla for me to start the day.
Thank the good Lord. If you
just...
had said that you did, I would just have to hang up, and I don't know what would happen after that. But, Steve, we appreciate you being on, brother.
No, happy to be. Hey, y'all survived a couple of weeks without Biden sending his regulators down to take you off the air, so congrats.
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
I don't know how long we're going to make it, Steve, but we're gonna do our best to get the truth out and have fun doing it. And but we'll see. I mean, you probably would agree that the federal government has been expanding its powers, just doing all sorts of things for the last few years that most of us thought that'll never happen. This is the United States, and boy, they are flexing their muscles.
No, there's no doubt. And we see it on multiple fronts. And in fact, you know, we've had this conversation kind of before, but it's really now become the role of state attorneys general to really sort of be that voice of federalism, to talk about kind of what is the role of the federal government, which we know are defined with limited powers, as opposed to states, which are supposed to be that grand experiment where most of the power is supposed to be exercised. But there's one thing that makes my job incredibly interesting is because every day Joe Biden gives us something new to do.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I know that you get to meet attorney generals. Is it attorneys general?
Yes.
Is that what it is? It's attorneys general.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah. Allison and I think I've had this very discussion, but it is. And by the way, Scott, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Chris Kobach sends his regards. You know, he has joined our ranks in Kansas and is doing a great job, and I know y'all go way back.
Absolutely. He's a great guy, smart guy, and figure you two would get along very well.
Yeah, and he has been, you know, a good leader for us on multiple fronts. And I would tell you, you know, it's a unique privilege I got right now to be able to lead the Republicans Attorneys General. 27 of us caucus together, and you know, we've got a really good, dedicated group that cares about policy, cares about the rule of law, and you know, it's pretty fun every day to be able to come in and figure out from a strategy standpoint and what opportunities we're given on the ability to push back against this administration. But the reality is also that, you know, what the Biden administration has done is try to claim, sort of learn from the Obama years where they claimed they weren't aggressive enough, and in fact have kind of ramped it up during this administration's period of time. And so it's given us on a sort of a wide range of issues, typically around a radical agenda on climate change, gender ideology, to be able to push back on multiple fronts.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated. All those years that some conservatives were hollering things like states' rights, states' rights, states' rights, and a lot of the mainstream media was going, if you say states' rights, that just means you support slavery or you're an unreconstructed Confederate and all this kind of stuff. And while they were shouting down all the people saying states' rights, states' rights, the federal government was building up to where we are today, where they just seemed to really be opposed to all of us having those 50 different experiments like you were talking about. One of the things that strikes me, and then I know the ladies want to jump in here in a second, but you get a chance to talk to attorneys general from other states, maybe they're not Republican ones. I guess you speak to some of the Democrats at other states. Their philosophy, do they not want to be able to live in a state that's, you know, where their values are protected and they can live the way they want to live? I mean, do they not understand the whole idea of states' rights, and Alabama doesn't have to do it like Massachusetts, and Alabama doesn't have to do it like California? Is that just totally foreign to them, or what is their mindset, or do you have an idea of it?
They have their own philosophy about what that means. And I'll give you just kind of a little bit of an analogy for me, is that, you know, not that long ago we were in D.C. In front of the Supreme Court on a reapportionment case. It was the second time in which Justice Jackson had sat to consider a case. And if you recall, she had a very interesting approach to, you know, this concept of originalism or textualism that conservative judges sort of hold, but kind of flipped its head in a way that, number one, was not principled, but also not consistent with the idea. But it was attempting to use a conservative argument to advance a liberal agenda. And so what we've seen with many of the Democratic AGs, look, they were very aggressive in suing the Trump administration, trying to thwart what was many of the policy initiatives that all of us collectively would agree with. But mm-hmm. under the guise of states' rights, or under this concept of federalism, when the reality was they just simply used it as a way of delaying the administration being able to implement its policies and to allow for there to be the consequences of the election. So there's no doubt that, you know, our caucus is very united. Now, I'm not going to tell you that all of us agree on all the same issues, but yet I think there's a strong coalition that come together around a majority of them. But the Democrats would just simply defer to Washington and believe that that's where all insight is good. And look, if we wanted to know where the battleground of states' rights was most illustrated, it was during the COVID period. Not only did we see a unprecedented use of executive authority out of D.C., but just look on the battles related to the vaccine mandates. And those were absolutely sort of the central fight over the responsibility of states versus the responsibility of the federal government. And I think that's where the true test was shown about where Democrats believe states' rights and what it means versus what I believe is a true and principled interpretation of the 10th Amendment about what Alabama and other states ought to be able to do relating to public health.
No, I agree.
You know what, Mr. Attorney General, I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but thank you. This is Amy Beth. Thank you for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
You know, you have written about the gang, Alabama Criminal Gang Act, and I thought it was interesting that you found the statistics are very bothersome, that gang activities are in 46 cities and towns around Alabama, and that gang presence is in 74% of those communities. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that? Because unless people are seeing it, it's hard to believe, but we know that it's true. We know that it's out there. But I found what you wrote up fascinating, and I really hope that they take this up because it's important.
Well, I think we're going to get strong support for it. And by the way, I'm going to be really interested to see, well, we had five murders since Monday in Birmingham, as to how much of that may be connected in that way. But let's sort of first sort of start with, when we're talking about gangs, we're not talking about Bloods, the Crips, MS-13 necessarily. But gang activity is just a group of people coming together for bad purposes. They are typically, right now, we're seeing it with young men that are using kind of their collective relationships to be able to engage in violent crime, robberies, some of this organized retail crime that we're seeing across the country. And yet Alabama didn't have a tool for prosecutors and law enforcement to be able to aggressively go after it. You know, uniquely, you sort of cited some of that statistics, but we didn't have public officials talking about it because there was some reticence for a while for a mayor, for example, to come forward and go, yeah, we have gang activity in our city, because they felt like that maybe that was sending a bad message as opposed to being transparent about, hey, this is what we're seeing. And I think it's been unique over the last probably 12 to 18 months. We've seen Randall Woodfin has come out very publicly and talked about this. I've heard and talked to Sandy Stimson down in Mobile about what they're seeing is related to their violent crimes, so that at least right now we're beginning to make the public aware that this is a problem. You know, because if we don't acknowledge what it is that we're seeing, it's very difficult to gather a coalition of people around the concept of trying to do something about it. And so what we want to do is bring Alabama into the majority of states that have the ability to prosecute for gang activity. And the bill that we have would do a couple of things. Number one, we define who a gang member is and a gang associate is, and give criteria that makes sense, we believe, to how prosecutors could prove that. And then if we are establishing that you're a part of the gang and then you commit criminal activity that's connected to the gang, then we're going to enhance those punishments. Because the one thing, and I appreciate the fact that I hear this coming from y'all many times, is we've lost the concept of accountability in many respects. And if we don't create a deterrent for those who are doing bad things, then how are we ever going to create that disincentive to commit these offenses? And so we believe by enhancing the punishment for gang activity that we have the ability to make a difference in places like Birmingham, but also in our rural communities. But then also we're going to provide mandatory minimums. When we see Merrick Garland really sending a message from D.C. to our federal prosecutors that mandatory minimums, particularly involving our drug offenses, are not favored, and in fact requiring them to get permission to be able to use them, well, we want to give Alabama prosecutors and law enforcement that same tool here. Because again, if we can cause those gang members to go, gosh, if I commit this robbery with a gun, then I'm going to have to spend at least 5, 7 or more years in jail, then maybe we cause them to take a second look at what they're doing. And so we think it's a common sense approach. We believe that we'll have significant support, despite the fact that there are others who would criticize that effort. I can tell you, I think it's being welcomed in the law enforcement community.
So are we going to start? I was hoping for it's called Alabama 22, which is basically Hawaii 5-0, but we're the 22nd state. And or either that or the Untouchables, because I can, I mean, you can.
None of that. We're not going to have a special group going after gangs.
Do what?
I said, keep eating those biscuits. This keeps getting better.
So I'm curious, though, because why are we seeing this uptick in these crimes? And it's great on the backside to deal with it harshly and to have these punishments, but what's the root cause?
Yeah, you know, I think there's several, Allison. I mean, number one, you know, we're assuming that there's an uptick of gang activity, when I would tell you that it's probably just that we haven't closely paid attention to it enough to be able to illustrate it. Like, and I'll give you an example. Okay. Is that, you know, if you're a chief in a city and somebody tells you that we want to reduce the number of drug cases that we have or reduce drug crimes, well, you can just simply tell law enforcement, don't prosecute drug cases, right? So you don't have arrests. It looks like you're doing better. You know, human trafficking could be another thing, that if you're not aggressively seeking those that are Johns that are, you know, paying for prostitution, then it looks like you don't have that problem in your community. If we don't have a particular law that gives us the ability to highlight it and go after it, then we probably don't necessarily know what the true picture is. So to some extent, I would tell you that I think gang activity has been there, it's been a driver, but we just haven't had the ability to go after it effectively. But then also, I think, you know, the criminal justice area, and particularly kind of the drivers of what we see, are multi-layered. You know, if you want to be able to look at data about who's in the criminal justice system, for example, one of the greatest predictors is somebody that doesn't graduate from high school. And so one of the things that I tell people all the time is that, you know, to the extent that we want to reduce crime, let's do a better job in our educational system. Let's make sure that we're getting kids through school and giving them an opportunity to become gainfully employed, because that's something that's going to be clear in being able to reduce the numbers that we see. We also see a disproportionate number of young people that were in foster care that ultimately come into the criminal justice system. Again, if we can do a better job with families and nuclear families being together and being able to keep families strong, then that's going to be another driver that's going to help us from being able to reduce criminal offenses. And so I'm not at all telling you that this law itself is a panacea for the entire problem, but yet I can also tell you is that we need that tool. And if we have that tool in place, then we can continue to work on those other aspects that can help us be able to reduce those factors that contribute to violent crime.
The Attorney General of the State of Alabama, Steve Marshall, is our guest. He'll be on with us to the bottom of the hour. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be right back.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prideful Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. The Attorney General of the State of Alabama, Steve Marshall, is our guest. Steve, again, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We also appreciate you making yourself available for us to ask questions so the people of Alabama can get to know you better and kind of see what you're thinking. One of the things we do on this program, and it's kind of been a longstanding policy during the time that I've been on the air, is giving elected officials time to speak. We don't do the two-minute conversation. You know, you have 60 seconds to say what you think. Because I believe folks can see the people who are legitimate, intelligent, reasonable office holders who can explain their positions, as opposed to those who have the 60-second soundbite. They memorized it. Their consultant told them the answer. And if you ask them anything after that, they're totally lost. So we're just telling you you're doing a good job, and we appreciate you being on. But I know Allison wants to explore another set of issues.
So great. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that Biden kind of bragged about his first veto of banning ESG investments and pension fundings. And it was so sad because it was like the first bipartisan, you know, to pass both chambers. And he vetoes it, which tells me a lot. Something that you've talked about recently is ESG and how we need to have a ban here. And Governor Ivey has actually signed on with several other governors about banning ESG, but why do you think we need to protect our pensions here from this propaganda investing? I don't know how else to call it. It's an investing with an agenda, but why do you think it's important?
It's not only an agenda, Allison, it's a liberal agenda advancing their broader issues of climate change, gender ideology, those type of things. But I do think I want to highlight what you just said, which is this Congress, for the first time, exercised its authority to supersede an agency regulation. And this was specifically the Department of Labor advancing what's called a safe harbor rule. Basically, that insulates somebody from liability. In this case, it would be investment managers who were investing in ESG funds that may not perform well, that may jeopardize somebody's IRA account, but yet under this law would insulate them from any lawsuits. And that's a huge, huge issue. And what we see in this area is it's like 152 million Americans, I think, would be impacted by this, trillions of dollars in assets. And these are just hardworking folks who have IRAs, who are trusting investment advisors to do the right thing. And what they're concerned about is maximizing their return for their future years, for all their hard work. And yet the Department of Labor wants to place that at risk. And we saw both the House and the Senate, and obviously to pass the Senate, it had to have bipartisan support. And we saw that through two senators voting in favor of it. And yet we did see President Biden, and I think you may have used the word, but brag about it, is that this is something that he believes is important and that he's going to protect. And I can absolutely tell you that I think ESG is that next battleground. you know, you highlighted state pension funds, which, again, Alabama's mission ought to be, as well as other states, to maximize the return so that, number one, it minimizes the investment of taxpayers into the pension funds of state employees. And, you know, the good thing is, and I want to really commend Young Boozer, who removed $700 million from BlackRock when all this was sort of brought to his attention. Right now, we have RSA saying that they do not have Alabama investments in ESG-related matters, which, again, I think is very positive. That's not true for California and New York, I can tell you that. But we also see ESG coming into play in multiple other areas where you have, for example, financial institutions that have come together with a net carbon zero climate initiative that are then imposing their requirements on those that want to seek financing. You see investment advisors who are engaging in subjective determinations of where individuals' dollars ought to go for reasons that are not directly related to their fiduciary responsibility or pecuniary gain. You see proxy advisors, which is kind of a unique niche, that are out there voting on ESG matters without, you know, direct consulting the individual shareholders that are advancing, again, a very left agenda. And the broader role here and the mission, frankly, is to do through corporate America what the left can't do through the ballot box in states like Alabama. And, you know, we're already beginning to see some of that resonate. But I can tell you the good thing, and this is as a result of meetings I've had just recently with general counsels of national corporations, is that we're now beginning to at least see an awareness and pushback where before there was almost complicity among many in corporate America to what was going on here. It doesn't say that the market can't allow for Allison or Scott or Amy Beth to invest their own money in ESG investments if they want to. That's your decision and your call. But it shouldn't be imposed, and the standards that those that advance ESG initiatives shouldn't be become the norm just because they have the access to capital as a way of being able to enforce it.
Right, I agree. Attorney General, this is just something that popped in my head while you and Allison were talking, and you may not know the answer, but how exactly did all of these corporations, these big corporations, these big financial entities, how did they kind of get on the ESG bandwagon? I mean, is it because so many of them are tied financially to the government, where the federal government picks winners and losers, and they're afraid to be outside of the herd? Do the people who run these things actually believe that they're better off investing in something that not going to make them any money than something that will make the retirement system money? That seems irresponsible for someone who's supposed to be a financial investor. So, I mean, do you have a good answer for how this got embedded and why so many people all seem to be on the same page until recently when people like yourself and others were pushing back?
Yeah, it's not a new concept. If you go back to the 80s, there was something called socially responsible investing that had tried to get a foothold. They attempted to make some rule changes with the SEC that ultimately during the Reagan administration was rejected, and then it just kind of went away. Now, sort of what was the genesis of this? I couldn't tell you, but what I do believe is kind of the larger investment firms who are clearly woke understood that by sort of being able to control access to capital, they had the ability to influence companies, governments, to kind of their way of thinking. And I'm going to give you an example, very tangible example here in Alabama, is that, as y'all are completely aware, we went into the bond market not that long ago to be able to fund the construction of our new prisons. And as a result of those on the left pushing their own agenda, despite the fact that Alabama had an appropriate rating, that we had the ability to back and secure what it is that we were borrowing, Alabama couldn't get as much money in the market as they should have been, simply because the left has this anti-incarceration effort, and because we were building prisons, that somehow or other that was a bad thing. And that's just an easy example for me of being able to say where our state was impacted adversely as a result of interest far outside of Alabama. And, you know, you can look at company after company that is dealing with the shareholder proxy initiatives inside the company to try to make changes that uniquely, one of the things that about is that, say, BlackRock, you know, who's one of the people that we have pushed back against, you know, their management has recommended voting against certain shareholder proposals, but when they're in the role of an institutional investor of another company,
Steve,
they vote in favor of.
We got a roll coming up against a break. Do you want to stick with us for like five more minutes?
Yeah, I can hang around just a little bit longer.
Absolutely. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with the Attorney General. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have? If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
My basement had massive amounts of water when it rained. I made an appointment. They were professional and honest. I'd highly recommend them if you need help waterproofing your home. You'll be in good hands.
Noticing moisture in your basement? AFS can help. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to AEMTMichael.com. That's AEMTMichael.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a huge temperature turnaround underway. Talk about a major warming trend. Today's high is headed for the upper 70s, mostly sunny skies. Mainly clear and a lot milder tonight. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues. I've got us around 84 for a high. mid to upper 80s on Friday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Then rain and thunderstorms holding off until late Friday night and through the wee hours of Saturday morning. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Abs is here, Al is here, and we have the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall. He has agreed to visit with us for a couple more moments, and then he has to head on. Steve, we appreciate you, and I wanted you to finish your thought, and then Allison has, you know, Allison has one more question.
Never mind. I tell you, I'll put a little bow, and by the way, it's hard to get so excited about this, but this is something I'm very passionate about. But I think, you know, one thing that you're going to see is collectively among Republican attorneys general, and I'm using an example of yesterday, we sent a letter to Janet Yellen about the collapse of the bank out in California, which we believe has to do with kind of this whole of government approach of the Biden administration to advance their climate change agenda, the ESG agenda, that is contributing to the collapse of that bank, because this was very much a bank engaged in speculative investment into those companies that have fully embraced kind of this ESG philosophy, and we see what happened with those returns, and now the fact that taxpayers are on the hook for this bailout. But one thing that you're going to see is, I think there's announced antitrust investigations by AGs into multiple facets of ESG. You've got pushback against rulemaking that we're seeing coming from multiple agencies, and so this is an area in which my colleagues and I are very uniquely positioned to be able to have an influence on nationally.
Okay, I actually have two more questions.
You better hurry, young lady.
So sorry. Okay, my first question is, I mean, it's great to talk about all this, and I appreciate what all of the attorneys general are doing. How do you practically enforce this, though? Because I know I've spoken with a senator that's thinking about bringing a bill, an ESG bill. That's local Alabama's focus for this session, so I'm very passionate about it. But if there's no teeth in the bill, how would you actually police this and enforce these rules?
You're talking about at a state level?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's really, I mean, first of all, we don't have an ESG bill specifically in Alabama. And so to the extent that the legislature crafted something, then they could give us the enforcement authority or the inspection authority. And I'll use the monument bill as an example, where the legislature crafted a bill that said you can't destroy a monument over 40 years and specifically left it to my office to be able to be, when there's a violation, the person to recover the fine. And so it really has to do with how they craft the legislation and what it is that they want to do. But even broader out at the national level, you know, we've got the ability both through our investigative arm as well as our litigation arm to really push back on initiatives that are driven through the federal government, down through their agency arms. And I think that's probably the place right now where we'll be the most effective.
So do you think, you know, considering Biden's vetoing all the things, do you think there's support in the legislature to pass something to protect Alabama? We don't know yet. We're just getting started.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see. I've definitely had legislators contact me to talk about kind of what the issue is and what it's about. And I frankly think one of the things that it's incumbent upon me and some others is really an education component. Because if you'd asked me 6 years ago about this issue, I wouldn't have told you I knew much about it, or at least didn't understand kind of how it could be impactful in the way that it has occurred. And I think one thing that I need to be able to do, and it's why programs like yours are so important and what y'all are doing on the written side of the house, is really to be able to illustrate how this is something that we need to be aware of, number one, and then to be able to aggressively push back against.
You talked about a public-private partnership, and anytime I hear that, my ears perk up, because that really is what we're up against, is the federal government knows they can't enforce these things because there would be uproar, and they don't have the jurisdiction. So we're going to go behind and use these huge corporations that we know will do what we want. I mean, now, like, I go on Amazon, which I try not to shop on Amazon so much, but now they have a climate friendly, let's see, climate pledge friendly, that like a little thing that comes up. And the rebel in me is like, I'm going to search for the product that doesn't have that. I just, it's crazy what they're doing. So I hope we can get something passed.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say is don't ignore the use of the power of the purse of the federal government to accomplish what they want to in these areas. Mm-hmm. And look, go back to the COVID vaccine mandates again. They tried to use it through federal contracting power, and what they're paying for in healthcare is the vehicle to accomplish this result. And that's the thing that we got to be aware of.
Absolutely. Steve, we appreciate you. Have a great
one, guys.
And we'll get you back on soon. Steve Marshall, the Attorney General from Alabama, has been with us, and it's been very, very good. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
So, ladies, responses? What do you think?
Well, that was awesome. He's awesome.
He did a good job. I mean, you have to give him credit for knowing the issues. A lot of elected officials who were at the top of executive branch offices mm-hmm. are really bad at not knowing what is going on. You interview one and they'll say, well, I'll need to get with my assistant on that. Mm-hmm. Or you'll need to talk to so-and-so on that. Or I need to get back with you on that. So one thing about the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall, is that he is up to speed on the issues.
Right.
Every time.
He tries to understand. Even if we don't agree with him on everything, which I agree with him on most things, absolutely, it seems, he is not one to just not try to understand it. He delves into it, gets his background information, understands the issue, and is willing to go out here and try to explain it to the people of the state of Alabama.
I think he's freakishly smart, too. Like, every time I talk to him, I'm like, he's really smart. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, photographic memory. But you know what's super cool, and you'll appreciate this, Amy Beth? He actually played golf at the University of North Carolina.
Did he really?
Yes, he's a Tar Heel. And was, I think, back in the day, professional golf maybe was something he was
really?
After. Yeah.
Mm.
I thought that was cool.
I shall not.
My son enjoys
play golf with him, then.
Playing golf. They probably should try to play golf together at some point.
And they can talk. Should. Tar Heel
stuff.
Language.
They can talk about stuff. You know what I like about the Attorney General that I noticed that he did, and I think this is so important, especially for conservatives, and we've talked about this before, is he's able to define the terms. So often when we get in discussions with people, the terms are not defined. So you may be talking at each other or over each other, but you've never taken the time to just say, this is what I mean when I talk mm-hmm. about a gang. Or when we're talking about ESG, this is what I mean. Essentially being concerned with a corporation, how much good does it do versus how much profit does it make? Like, it's insane that we're even having the conversation. But as somebody, I like words and I like definitions. And I thought
that's why you're a
that's
writer.
Somebody who knows their stuff that can say, first off, it's a great rule of debate, define your terms. And he does a fantastic job of that. So everybody's clear about what he's talking about. And I think that is, I don't know, as I'm, you know, taking notes on what he's saying, because it's really good stuff. Also realizing that he's probably a great debater. Because if you do that, then you've, you know, but we can do a better job of that. Like, as conservatives, I think it's very important when we're talking to people about the different issues to make sure. That's my big takeaway from the day. That's my tidbit. Is define the terms when you're talking to somebody.
That we're actually talking about
make
the same
sure
things.
Make sure that we're talking about the same things. Make sure that we have these same understandings so that we get somewhere versus talking in circles and we never get off the wheel.
I should have done that in our military discussion the other day.
We could have defined combat.
We could have.
We did, and we came to some sort of agreement.
Which I still have thoughts on that. I've
really?
I've
You've been pondering?
I have. It's kept me up at night.
Really?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Charbucks that you drank.
I was
going to
say, it wasn't
night?
The influence of Beelzebub.
I see her face. It's face.
Well, she thought y'all were bonding. I mean, you're a godless woman. She's Beelzebub. And they
she
were like,
thought we
she
were
thought
what?
You were coming. I mean, she like, her shoulder rider was like, here's one of ours coming up. Give her a special
rider.
Shot of chocolate. And what drink do you get at Charbucks?
Well, yesterday I got the one she recommended because I didn't want her
You're
to.
You're just standing there like.
I was like, whatever you
I
say.
I do the same
I'll,
thing.
I'll
whatever
take whatever.
I'm like, yes.
Well, I never go in there and the menu changes. And so I was like, what should I get? That brown sugar. And she's like, yeah, get that.
Oh, that brown sugar oat milk is delicious.
Yeah, that's it.
Brown sugar oatmeal?
Espresso.
Oat milk.
Oh,
espresso.
Okay. I was thinking oatmeal.
One of my girls got that for me. It's outstanding. And I don't like any sugar in my drink. And that's good.
It was good.
So it tastes like a shake.
That's what Beelzebub drinks,
basically
too.
A shake. Can you imagine if it had an ice cream to it? Oh.
I hope Steve Marshall hung up a long time ago.
He's thinking,
thank you, who was I Mr. talking Marshall. To?
We got to roll. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the River Region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Well, if you're looking for fresh candy, ain't but one place to go, and that's Tucker Pecan. Hey, David.
David had to make candy, so I'm in here for David. He's making all kinds of candies. I got some chocolate honey clusters. I've got chocolate caramel sticks. I've got chocolate covered pecans. They got white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They even got a new item. You know what it is, Bubba?
Mm-mm.
It is coconut macaroons with dark chocolate with coconut on top, baked in the oven. They are out of this world. Even Lieutenant Stan, he even stopped eating ice cream just so he could eat some of those macaroons, you know. Hey, we've got everything down. Oh, here comes David. Get away from the mic. What we've got is I've been down there making chocolate. We've got the best chocolate, praline, cinnamon, honey. We got it at Tucker Pecan. And just come see us, and we'll take care of whatever you need for your weddings, parties. We got it. Y'all come see us now.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And be sure and say hi to Foster when you're there.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's Blended Learning Executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice, on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Welcome back in. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. If you want to join the program here, the number is 1-800-289-9228. Whether you're in Central Alabama or in the River Region, you are more than welcome to call in. Actually from anywhere around the world, because people are listening online. They listen to the podcast now that is on Spotify.
It is.
So there's all different ways to listen to us. But let's get to our phones. Clint, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. I just got back in town. I've been in Texas the last 6 months. So I get back here, and man, this radio station has changed.
Well, I hope you say it's changed for the better.
Well, I ain't gonna criticize nobody.
No, it wouldn't be criticizing. It's just like if you get a better pair of tennis shoes.
The
other ones were fine, but these are better.
That was good.
Yeah, he seems to be very knowledgeable, and he's on the ball. He's fighting the fight for states' rights, and that's really kind of, you know, that's a big part of what an attorney general ought to be doing.
Young lady, you got there, you said you talked the other day, which I wasn't here, but about the definition of combat.
Yes, we were discussing combat. Allison and I have two ladies here. This show is, what is it, two babes and Scott, two ladies and Scott, what is it?
Two babes and Scott.
Yes. Allison is one, Amy Beth Shaver is the other. Amy Beth is Abs, and Allison is Al. And Al and I were having a discussion about women in combat, and my version of women in combat is, I know I'm sending you to combat. I'm putting you in a unit. You're going to the front lines, and you're in combat. Her definition of combat was, we're out doing stuff for the military, and somebody might start shooting at us, and now I'm trying to get out of it. That's still combat. So we had kind of missed each other with the definition. That's the backstory.
I am a retired Army combat veteran.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you the definition of combat.
Okay.
Hell.
Yes, sir.
It is living hell. There ain't nothing good about it. So there you go. And women,
very
of course,
good.
I was in armor. We didn't have women in tanks. And they stayed in the rear, doing whatever they did. But I never served with a female on the front line. But I got out in 1994.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But went through Desert Storm. That was my combat experience. And was not good, and I hope I never see it again. And I feel sorry for every soldier today that has to go through that. That's the definition of combat, guys. Hell. H-E-L-L.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service, Clint. You too. Take care. Have a good one. Let's go to George. Hopefully we can get in. If not, if there's not enough time, George, we'll carry you over. But welcome to the program.
I'll try to make it quick. Amy Beth, I think this was about this time last week, you were talking about the Tar Heels and your son Will and your daughters. And I'm from Charlotte, and Myers Park High School, my school, was playing in Chapel Hill for the state championship. And do you remember George Carl, Amy Beth?
You know, that name sounds very familiar.
Well, he played at Carolina and then in the pros, and then he was a great coach. But anyway, in 71, there was a basketball court behind the SAE house, and he showed up, and we had a rugby match disguised as one-on-one. And, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, Beth, you know what's wrong with the gene pool?
What?
There's no lifeguard. Anyway, there was no referee. There was no referee when he and I played. And but anyway, I have great memories. And your son probably knows some folks from Myers Park because a lot of us seem to go there. But I really enjoyed hearing your story about Will and a little bit about the Tar Heels, where, you know, the sky's always blue. But anyway, I'm enjoying your show. I hadn't called before, but I'm listening.
Absolutely, George.
Thank you so much, George.
We appreciate your call, and feel free to call back. Absolutely.
Okay.
Chapel Hill was my dream school.
Really?
Actually, yeah, we went and visited, and then I'm not Steve Marshall smart and realized I couldn't get in.
So you had to go to Tennessee.
So I went to Tennessee.
Fair enough. We understand. Do the best you can.
Now I'm an Auburn fan. Touche.
It's improving.
Is it?
Yes, over Tennessee. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Only 1 hour left. We'll be back.